This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. If you've watched 5 minutes of Deadliest Catch on the Discovery Channel, you know that fishing for king crab in the Bering Sea is dangerous. I mean, you probably don't even need to watch 5 minutes of the show to get that. It is called Deadliest Catch. But anyway, you may be surprised to hear commercial crab fishing has actually gotten much safer. In part four of our series, Dark Side of the Boom, Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce looks at what the oil and gas industry could learn from crabbers.
Skipper Rip Carlton has had plenty of close calls during his nearly 40 years as a crab fisherman. One of the more memorable was the time he watched a man almost drown.
He was on the side of the stack, probably 25 feet up, and the wave came up and took him right off, and I could not believe what I had just seen.
The crew managed to get the man back onto the boat, and then almost killed him again.
He was definitely hypothermic. First thing we did is take his clothes off, throw him in a hot shower, and give him a shot of whiskey. That's the exact opposite of what you should do.
But Carlton says in the 80s and 90s, safety wasn't so much an afterthought as an absent thought.
We had no safety training. We didn't have life raft drills. Some boats didn't even have survival suits that can help you stay alive if you go in the cold water.
And crabbers were dying at a rate of 770 per 100,000 full-time fishermen,
which is astronomical.
That's Mary O'Connor, the deputy director of the Alaska Pacific Division of the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, or NIOSH. By comparison, the worst oil and gas fatality rate in the nation right now, in North Dakota, is 10 times lower. O'Connor says it was clear something had to be done. So NIOSH tried what's called the public health approach. The first step, getting information. For commercial fishing, NIOSH asked the Coast Guard to share detailed reports about vessel accidents.
They found that at least 8 of the 12 vessels that were lost were en route from crab grounds were loaded.
Overloaded, to be precise, with too many crab pots. In big storms, freezing spray weighed down the vessels, causing them to capsize and sink. So then came step two, intervention. NIOSH shared the information with the Coast Guard, which started mandating dockside safety inspections.
If they were compliant, that was all good and well. If they weren't compliant, then they weren't allowed to leave the dock.
The results were dramatic. While 73 Bering Sea crab fishermen died in the decade prior to the safety checks, 12 have died since then. But can the public health approach, information followed by intervention, be successfully applied to oil and gas? Kyla Retzer is the head of NIOSH's oil and gas safety program. She points out there's no Coast Guard gathering oil and gas fatality information.
Sometimes there's very, very little information about the event.
And Retzer says not only is data limited, so is access.
It is a little bit more challenging to get onto oil field work sites. Anyone could walk onto a harbor and talk to commercial fishermen.
Still, Retzer and her colleagues are working on developing an approach for oil and gas that follows the Alaska model. And she's hopeful that it will work.
People in this industry work really hard in dangerous environments with heavy equipment, and they deserve the right to have every step taken to keep them safe.
I'm Stephanie Joyce for Marketplace.
Inside Energy is a public media collaboration focusing on America's energy issues.